Right, the Tana Rabbanim. Ketzad Shoylin. How do we ask Taka from the Umbetumim? A Kohen Gadol, or like we just said now, a Kohen Meshuach Mechama, they have the right to ask a question from the Umbetumim. How do we ask the question? Is HaShoyel Ponov Kalpenishal? The Shoyel, the one that wants to ask the question, he faces the person, the Kohen Gadol, that's going to ask the question from the Umbetumim. In other words, as the Mishnah said, Melech could ask the question, an Avdezin could ask the question, and Tzorche Tzibur. Something to get into the Tzibur, they have the right to ask the question. So who do they ask the question to? That's called the Shoyel. They ask the question to the Kohen Gadol. And the Kohen Gadol asks from the Umbetumim. Now, the Hanishol, the Kohen Gadol, or else like we just had the Kohen Meshuach Mechama, when he's B'shas Mechama, and the Melech comes to ask him the question, now he's called the Nishol, he's going to ask the question from the Umbetumim. How does he stand? The Hanishol, how do they stand? Ponov Klape Shechina. His face has to be facing towards the Shechina. So what does that mean, towards the Shechina? The Shechina, Rashi says, Klape Umbetumim. He has to be facing the Umbetumim. V'shem ha-meferish v'teich ha-choshin. What's called the Umbetumim? That's the Shem ha-meferish, the Ksav, that was put inside the choshin. So here it's very madna. We're saying now the Kohen Gadol has to wear the choshin. So where is the choshin? On his breast here. That's where the choshin is. So what do you mean he's facing the choshin? So the pshat is he has to be looking down at the choshin. That's what it means. His face is facing towards the choshin. Like he has to look down like this at his choshin plate. He can't start look straight in front of him. The Kohen Gadol has to be looking down as facing his choshin. That's what it means. Now, Hashayaloimer, the Melech, whoever comes to ask the question, says, Erdoif Achrei Hagadut Hazer. In other words, should we go to have Muhammad? Should we go and fight this army or not? Now, via Nishal, the Kohen Gadol, or else the Kohen Meshuach Muhammad, Oimer says like this, Koyamar Hashem Ola, Behetzliach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, yes, you can go up and have Atzlocha. That's the way he answered back. Rabbi Yehuda Leim, Rabbi Yehuda said, no. Ain't Tzaruch Leim HaKoyamar Hashem. You don't have to start off to say, Koyamar Hashem. Elo Alo Batzliach. Just say, go up and be Matzliach. If that's the, we'll soon see how he knows that. But if that was the answer, you'll be Matzliach, all you have to say is, yes, go up and you win the war, you'll have Atzlocha. Weiter. Ain't Shoyalin B'Kol. When you go to ask, you don't have to ask with a loud voice. You don't scream the question loud. But you don't ask the Umbetum very loudly. Shenem the pasuk says, v'shoyaloi. You should ask him. In other words, when the Melech comes to ask the question, you only have to ask the Kohen Gadol, that's all. He has to hear, nobody else. The pasuk says, like, v'shoyaloi. You'll ask the Kohen Gadol, only him, and nobody else has to hear the question. But v'loi mahara b'liboi. You have to speak out the question, though. You can't just be mahara, think about it in your heart. Shenem the pasuk says, v'shoyaloi. You have to ask him. And we darshan l'fnei Hashem. In the same way, like you talk tefillah in front of Hashem, that's the way you have to ask the question here. The same way Chana davened to Hashem, that's the same way you ask the question. Shenemar, it says by Chana, V'chana hi midaberes al libo. So she was talking low to her heart. In other words, she was talking it out, she spoke it out like by tefillah, by Shimon Esrei. You're supposed to speak it out, you can't stop thinking in your heart. You have to speak it out. But speaking it out could be very low, it doesn't have to be loud, it could be low. Ain Shoylin Shnei Devarim Kechad. You don't ask two questions at one time. When you come, the Melech comes to ask a question, you have to ask one question at a time. The Im Shoyl, and if the Melech asks two questions, Ain Marzirin El Echad. You only answer back one. The Ain Marzirin El Rishon. And which one? You only answer the first question. That's all. Shenema, the Raya is by David the Melech. That it said, Hayaskiruni Bale Kilo, Biyodai. Am I going to be given over to the Bale Kilo? Are they going to take me? And Hayerid, should I go down? Hayerid Shol, should I go down there? So David really asked two questions. Should I go down there? And if I go down there, would I be given over? So Yemer Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu said back to David, Yerid, that's all, you should go down. So he didn't answer him two questions, he only answered him to one. That's the right, if he asks two questions, you only get one answer. Referring to Gemara, Abba Amrit Ein Machzir El Rishon. But he just said you only get the first answer. And here, David got the answer to a second question. Like his first question was, am I going to be given over to them? And the second question was, should I go down there altogether? And the Umbetumim answered back, yes, you should go down. But Lechura, that was the second question. And we just got finished saying, when he asked two questions, you only get answered this first one, not the second one. The Torah says like this. David, the Torah says, David, shol shloike seder. David, when he asked the question, he didn't ask the question of the right seder. The yachziru like a seder, but the umbetumim answered it back in the right way. Like Rashi says, shloike seder, hoyel lishol hayerit shoyel. First, David HaMelech should ask, should I go down there or not? And then he should have said, hayaskiruni, would I be given over to them or will I be freed from them? Lefikach, therefore, hashivu ala royal lishol rishon. Therefore, the umbetumim Hashem answered him back on what you should have asked first. Your first question should have been, should I go down to Tikluk? Should I go down to that place or not? And the answer is, yes, go down. Now your second question is, when I go down there, David was running away from Shaul. So he wanted to know, should I go, can I trust these people? If I go down there, they won't give me over to Shaul. So he had two questions. Should I go down there? And if I go down there, will I be taken captured there or not? So the first question is, should I go down there or not? So therefore, the Shechinah answered back, yes, you should go down. Now, V'chivin sheyoda sheshol shleike seder, once David saw that he got answered first, second, so he knows that that should have been the first question, like he asked the wrong seder, chaza b'shol keseder, then David HaMelech went and asked the question over again, he answered his first question over again secondly now. Shenema, the pasuk later says, hayaski reini balekilo, I see, is the balekilo going to give me over to Shol? V'yasanoshay b'yad Shol, are they going to give me over to Shol? So you see, David asked this question over again, even though he asked this question before first, but since he saw the answer was the second one, he saw the second question should have been first. So he started over again now. The first question was what he said before, should I go down? And the second question is now, if I go down there, will they give me over to Shaul? For Yemar Hashem, Yaskiru, yes, they'll give you over. So Melo, that's the way you're supposed to ask. One question at a time, and if you ask two, you only get the first answer first. But let's say, Rashi learns, if it's very important, you have to know right now both answers. You have to know two questions at one time, then you have a right to ask both questions, and you're not going to give an answer both together. Rashi says, it's very important. Should I go down there? Would I capture them? It's like one question. I have to have both answers very fast. So then you'll have to answer both. That's the way Rashi learns. So the Mitzvah learns the Pshat is if one question has to do with the second one, like two questions are totally zeh b'zeh, then you're allowed to answer both at the same time. Shenemar, Vayishol David b'Hashem Leimor, Ha'erdof Achrei Hagdud, should I run after this army hazeh, ha'asigenu, will I get it? Will I capture them? So it's like both questions are totally zeh b'zeh. Should I run after them and will I capture them? Vayomer Hashem Leirudoif, yes, run after them. Tiyasek tatzig, fiatzel tatzel. You'll capture them and you'll be saved. V'yafapi shegzeres novi chazeres. Now, even though when a novi says something, sometimes it could be chazer. Rashi's kugayin shoyena ben amitai. It was said they'll destroy the city and he didn't destroy the city. So, even though a novi says something, sometimes it could go retracted. Mashenken gzeres umu v'tumim ena chazeres. Whatever comes out from umu v'tumim never comes back. Is never retracted. Whatever the term says, always is mekuyim. Shenem the apostle says, b'mishpat urim. The mishpat Rashi says, k'din she'en echozer, like a psak din, you can't be chozer anymore. Lomo nikra shmon urim v'tumim. Why was the urim v'tumim called it? Urim means shemir v'nestavrayim. The words came out very light. In other words, we understood them. Rashi says, meforshin v'nestavrayim. They explained it very well. And tumim, shemashlim v'nestavrayim. Like whatever they said always happened. It was always mashim, and they never retracted what they said. V'im toim, you can ask the question, I begive us Binyamin, mifnei malo yeshlimu, but I went to fight Binyamin there, they went one time and they didn't win. They went a second time also, they lost. Only the third day, they won the Muhammad. So how come the first 2 days, like the Urmatum didn't tell them this? The terrace was, heim loy bichnu. The first 2 days, they didn't ask the right question. They did not ask if we win the war or not. Im lo natseich, im li natseich. He did not ask the question, will we win the war or not? In the third day, by the Maase of Binyamin there, when they went to ask Hashem, will we win the war or not? Then Eskimu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, yes, you win. Shenem the Pasuk says, O Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron, Oymed Lefonov, Bayom HaMehem Lemer, Ho'oysev Oy Lotis Lomachoma, Im B'nei Binyamin Achi, Im Echto, should I go or should I not? V'yomer Hashem Olu, Hashem said, yes, go up. Ki mochar et nenu b'yotcho, because tomorrow I'll give them over to you. In other words, the third day they finally ask, will we win or will we won't win? Mashiach, the days before, they didn't say that. So therefore, the Umutumim never said something like to be chayzer. The Umutumim maybe just said, go up to fight. But it didn't say you win the war, because that wasn't your question. So therefore, the first 2 days they went up to war, they lost. But the third day, then they won. So the Mara Kate said, Nasis, how was the Kohen Gadol able to read the Umutumim? How did he know what the answer was? Like, he asked the question from the Umutumim, should we go to have war? The Meshuvach Mechami asked the question, or the Kohen Gadol asked the question, other questions. How do you know what the answer was? So the Lachoikis, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Boltos, he said, on the Umvetumim, we'll soon see, it was written the names of the 12 Shvatim. So there were Aleph Beis written on the Umvetumim. So the answer was Berlut. In other words, if the answer was Allah to go up, so an Ayin, a Laman, and a Hay was sticking out. And this happened, it was Berlut. It stuck out. So the Kohen Gadol was able to read the Oisiyos that was sticking out, he was able to read Ola. The Drashi Boltois, the Oisiyos Boltois, the Grain Ayin Mishimin, Lamed Milevi, Hey Miyehuda, Leimer Ola, the Cholakas Eina Zosimim Koima, but no ice moved out of its place, Ela Baletas, it just came out a little bit, Bim Koima, Vum It Sarfen, and the Kohen Gadol was able to read them. That's a Yechidin Chita. Resh Laka Shamanoim It Sarfes. No, the words got mixed around. The words itself got mixed around, you were able to read a whole new sentence. Not that Stam Oisis was boiled stuck out, but in Echlam, when this happened, the words got twisted around, and he was able to read a complete sentence there, like whatever it would be. For the Gemara Kasha, I will like Siv Boit Tzadi, and you go through the Yud Bei Shvatim, you don't have a Tzadik there. So Rashi says, B'chol HaShvatim, V'yim Tzorach HaGoyim B'Hatzel Tatzel Mehechi Bo. If you want to read Hatzel Tatzel, how are you going to read it in the Urim Tumim that doesn't have a Tzadik there? Teretziz, Omra Shmuel Barab Yitzchok, Avram Yitzchok V'Yakov Ksiv Shom. Their names are also there. The Yovas are also written on the Umutumim. The other Tzadik from Yitzchok. For the Gemara of Oloi Ksiv Tes, in both the Ovis and in the Shvatim, you don't have a test. So what do you do if you have to have a test? Omra Rav Achab, Rav Yaakov, Shifte Yeshurin Ksiv Shom. It's also written Shifte with a test. So therefore you have a test there also. For the Gemara Meisivei, Kol Koyin She'en Medaba Baruch HaKodesh. If a Kohen cannot talk with Ruach HaKodesh, or Shechina Shorolov, he doesn't have the Shechina upon him, ain't Shorolim boy, he's not allowed to ask a question from Durum Betumim. Sharei Shoyol Tzodik. Tzodik HaKohen asked the question, V'yolsoloi, and he got an answer. Masmi was about Ruach HaKodesh. Av Yos, which was a Kohen Gadol, asked the question, V'lo Yolsoloi, he didn't get an answer. Masmi, because he didn't have the Shechina, he didn't have the Ruach HaKodesh. Shenem HaVayal Av Yosar Atoim, Kolom, like he went down, he became Ois Kohen Gadol. So it's mashma that since you have to have Ruach HaKodesh, it's mashma the way the Umutumim went was Ruach HaKodesh. Not like we're saying now, he was able just to read the words on the Umutumim. If you just have to read the words, so what do you have to have Ruach HaKodesh for? Any Kohen Gadol should be able to read the Umutumim. Since we're saying it's halacha, it's only, you can only read it if you have Ruach HaKodesh, it's mashma, it's only read through Ruach HaKodesh, and not really you could read the Oisiyos there. Teretz is known. So you were having Messiah Vadayu. No. Really what happened was, either like Rabbi Yochanan says, the Oisiyos was sticking out the way you're supposed to read it. The rest like Rosh Lakish, the Oisiyos changed around. He was able to read it. But the pshat was, when did Shas Nisim happen? Only if you're a person that you can help along this nest. If you're a person that you have Ruach HaKodesh, then this helps along the nest to happen. But not that you were able to read it Stam with Ruach HaKodesh. Lamaisi, you read it because either the words were turned around like Rosh Lakish, or else like Rabbi Yochanan, the ayin stuck out, a lamed stuck out, you're able to read Olo. But Avad, you read it, just you needed your Ruach HaKodesh to help the nest take place. You're only allowed to ask the question only Lamelech, to a king. A king can ask the question. Mino and Emili, how do we know? The Mishnah says, who has the right to ask questions for Numatumim? Not any Yaakov Yosef has the question, he can't come to ask. Only a king or an Av Bezdin or Tzarchet Tziv could ask questions from the Umutubim. How do we know this? Minohan Emili. Omer Rabbi Avua. The Yomar Kwa, the Pesach says, Lefnei Elazar HaKoyin Yamod, Shistein, V'shor Loi, V'mishpaturim. As he was a Kohen Gadol now, you can ask him to ask the Umutubim. So we dashin that Lefnei Elazar HaKoyin Yamod, V'shor Loi, who's there, Melech? The Pesach says, Rashi says, Tob Yeshua Mishto Yikro. Plus it says, Jesus there, it says, that, who, where's the word? The part of the word will be on the whole Pasuk. The Pasuk there says who? Who means Zemelech? V'chol b'nei Yisrael itoi zem meshruch mechama. V'chol ha'eda zu Sanhedrin. That the Sanhedrin has the right to ask the question. The meshruch mechama has the right to ask the question. When he's there b'shas mechama, he has the right to ask the question, are we going to win or not? And no one in the melech has the right. Rashi, mi shekol b'nei Yisrael itoi lotes lo mechama achro. And that's going on the koyim meshruch mechama. So these people have a right to ask questions from the Umbetumim. But not anybody, a private child, you can't ask the Umbetumim. Yehadin Alecha Bola Kohen Gadol. Yom HaKippurim and Yom Kippur also ba'achilu b'shtiyah. It's midiraisa, you're not allowed to drink, you're not allowed to drink. If you eat or you drink on Yom Kippur, shir, you chayiv koras. Over Rechitza, some learn it's only midirabon and the others inuyim, that you're not allowed to wash yourself. Whether with hot water, whether with cold water, you're not allowed to wash yourself, even your hands, any part of your body, on Yom Kippur. Over Sicha, you can't rub yourself, you can't smear yourself oil on your body, and rub yourself, that's also on Yom Kippur. Over Nilas HaSandal, you're not allowed to wear shoes that have leather, it's also. Over Tashma Shamit, you can't be with your wife on Yom Kippur. These things are also. And the Samachlokes Rishonim, some Rishonim learn these are only Yosim with the Rabbonin, the Heyinuyim, that's why we'll soon see certain Kulis. And some say no, really it's like a teretz, really it's asim midiraisa. Just the Torah didn't say clearly what the anuyim are. So the Torah gave it over to the Rabbanan have a right to explain what did the Torah mean. That's what the next part of the Mishnah says. V'yaha melech, v'yaha kala yirchatsu es p'neim. The Rabbanan saw fit to say that a king, he has a right to wash his face on Yom Kippur. Who had in a kala? Anisha just got married the first 30 days after the chasna, she's called a kala, she has the right to wash her face also. So if you say it's only Yosem the Rabbanan will make her for a king or for a kala, she shouldn't get be disgusted by her husband. They just got married, they want it to look nice. If you learn the Ran speaks out, that's midiraisa, this is the same achlokes we have by Melechas and Chol HaMoed. On Chol HaMoed, there are shittas to learn, you're not allowed to do Melechas midiraisa. And the Chol HaMoed, really, all the Lama Tes Melachas are also on at Chol HaMoed. Just the Torah gave over the Rishus to Rabbonim to explain when should it be us and when not. So the Klolim we have on Yom Kippur, the Klolim we have on Chol HaMoed, that a Dover Ovid is Mutter, or certain times a Dover Ovid, or Tzarchim Moed, the Pshat is Rabbonim saw fit to Taisha, that's what the Torah meant to say. And the same thing here also. So Rabbanan have a right to dash in the Torah to say, this is a swear what the Torah meant. The Torah meant to say that a melech and a kala should have a right. They have a right to wash their face on Yom Kippur. And the other shritas are no, these are only awesome with Rabbanan. Vaita v'achaya, Anisha just gave birth, tina lech a sandal. She has the answer to wear shoes. And we'll see in the Gemara, because Anisha just gave birth, she's very cold. Her feet will be cold, there'll be a sakana for her, therefore she's allowed to wear shoes on Yom Kippur. Divi Rebbe Lez, that's Rebbe Lez's shrita. The Chacham Moishin, the Chacham say no, the Chacham hold all these cases are roster. Even for Melech, for Kala, we weren't matter. We'll see in the Gemara, could be the raw cases, and even though according to the Chachamim, it's Mutter. That's also Mashma, these Klolim, that either it's Midi Rabbonin, or else the Torah gave it over to the Rabbonin to teach up what is the Yisr. Vayitin Mishnah says, Ho'oicho k'koyseve sagasa. What's the Shia to be Chayiv Koris of Yidon Yom Kippur? Not like usually a Kazayis, because usually the Torah says, Loi Soicha, don't eat. Eating means a kazayis. Here, by Yom Kippur, the Torah doesn't say loshen loisoichel. The Torah says it has to be meuna loisunet. The pasuk says you have to be pain and give yourself pain. So, what's called giving yourself pain? If you eat a shear of a big date, the size of a date, that's what you chayif for. That takes away like the hunger. That takes away inui. If you eat like a big date, kamoiho v'chagir nosa. The size of the date with its pit inside. If you eat that size of food, then you chayiv koras. Who adin v'yashoyse? If you drink liquid on Yom Kippur, not the shear of a revius or the shear of a rukzayis, but rather mole lugmav. If you drink the shear of a mole lugmav, one size full of your cheeks, one cheek full of liquid inside, then you chayiv. That's the shear also of yisuvei daitim. If you drink this much, it makes you satisfied. That's the shear to be chayiv for Yom Kippur. A mole lugma. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what the shear is. Then you chayiv koras. Vayitin Mishnah says, Kol ha'oich le mitztaf nukl kesebes. If you eat, let's say, a half of a date worth of apple and a half of a date worth of a pear, so you chayiv. The two shiurim are the same. Therefore, it's mitztaf you chayiv. V'chol ha'mashkim mitztafin. If you drink a chatzim mole lugma of orange juice and drink a chatzim mole lugma of milk, you chayiv. All different mashkim mitztaf. La mole lugma. Since they have two different shurim, if you eat a half a kesevis, a half a day heat, and you drink a half of a mother lugmav, you're potter from karas. You're not chayiv karas on Yom Kippur. You can't put these two shurim together. Since they have different shurim, they're not yisuv edaitoi. If you eat less than a kesevis, it doesn't satisfy you. You're still potter from Yom Kippur, midiraisa. At least a chayiv, you're potter from karas. If you drink less than a mother lugmav, it didn't satisfy you. And you have less than this and less than that together, still you're not satisfied, therefore you're potter from karas. So to Gemara. The Mishnah says, also, Yoy Maki Purim also Bachila. What does also mean? Don't do it, that's all, it's an Isser. For the Gemara, Oynish Karasu. The Mishnah should have said much stronger. The Mishnah should have said, if you eat and drink on Yom Kippur, Yechayiv Karas. Why does the Mishnah just say also? It's Mashmah Stam, there's an Isser involved. It should have said a bigger thing, Yechayiv Karas. Have the Gemara. Amr Rabbi Ilo, Vitaima Rabbi Yimya, Loinitzucho Elo Lechatzi Shir. The Chiddush is that on Yom Kippur, Yon Yed Echatzi Shir, Yed Hef of a Kesevis. That in such a case, you're potter from Karis, but our co-potter, it's awesome in the Raisa. And we'll soon see, we hold Chatzi Shir is awesome. So Mer says, no. Ho Nichol Laman Diyomar, Chatzi Shir is awesome in a Torah. It's very good what the Mishnah says awesome. El Laman Diyomar, Chatzi Shir Mutim in a Torah, Mayik Lameimah. Hey, the Avim Miner is Chatzi Shir Mutter, it's Mamish Mutter, it's not even awesome in the Rabbonin. So if it's mutter, what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? How could the Mishnah say stam is osur, teat and drink on Yom Kippur? The Mishnah should have said fakir. There's a chiyuv karis, kosa monoshach. If you ate the shir, you chayiv karis. If you didn't eat the shir, you take a potter. So why does the Mishnah say a lashon of osur? According to our shlok, it says a kasha. So Gemara says, the Yitma, we learned like this. Chatzi shir. Anytime a Torah says a shir and you don't eat half of that shir, Rabbi Yechonon Amar osur in a Torah. It's osur in the Raisa. You don't get the Einish, you don't get Chiyuv Karish, you don't get Malkus, but our co-partner is an Isser, Midiraisa, it's also. Resh Lokesh Shama Mutim in Atara, Midiraisa, it's Mutatidit. And then we'll see, we dash him. Sukkim Rashi brings down, how do we know Chatzishir is also? Actually, we'll go into the Gemara later, talks about how we have the Psukim, how do we know Chatzishir is also? But our co-partner, the Kashra, is according to Resh Lokesh, that holds that Smutter, why does the Mishnah say Loshin of Osir, Mamonashach? If ye the Shir, ye Chayiv Karish of Yidan Yom Kippur. If ye less than the Shir, it's Mutter. So what's the Lashon Osir? Have the Gemara. Moide Resh Lakish Osir Midrabbonin. Midrabbonin Resh Lakish is also Moide Chatzishir is Osir. True Midirais it's Mutter, but Midrabbonin though it's also Tila Chatzishir. So when the Mishnah says the Lashon of Yom Kippurim Osir Machila, it means Midrabbonin. For the Gemara Yehochi, if that's the case, that Chatzishir is only Osir Midrabbonin, Loi Nechayiv Olei Korban Shrua. You should not, if you make a Shrua, and you eat pochus mikashir, what is din is yosser? And you have to bring a korban, there shouldn't be an issa shvur on it. It's not awesome in the raisa. It's Rashi Yochi, the Resh Lokish, awesome in the rabbonin, of a loinachai of a korban shvur. Ha nishba shalo yoicha chatzi shir, mi dover osser, vi ochol loinachai of a korban shvur bitoin. The kaim was after shvur, nishba la kaim asemitzel la kaim potter, a nishba la vatab loi bito potter. In other words, the Shvua shouldn't be chal, even according to Resh Lakish, the Shvua shouldn't be chal. If you made a Shvua that you're not going to eat a Chatzi Shir, and then you go and eat it, well, so on a Dover that's also, most of you have Chazir here. And you make a Shvua, you're not going to eat a Chatzi Shir, so Loch Riz, then you shouldn't be chayiv a Shvua. But we'll still see the Klal. It must be like this. Allah Matnan, what have we learned? Shvua Shloi Oichal. Someone makes a Shvua, I won't eat. V'yochal Nevelos Atreif Ashkotzim Ramoshim. It's chayiv. Someone makes a Shvua, he won't eat. And he goes and eats them the veil of treifel shkosim ramoshim. These are things that are also anyway midiraisa. Still yechayiv. We have Shimon poiter. Shimon says no yepoter. We have vina by the kashrus according to Tanakama. Why are yechayiv? The klal is amai chayiv. Mushva v'yomim mehasinahu. Anything that you're also midiraisa to do, or the Torah says don't do it, so you're also anyway. You can't make a shvur on it to do it. You're already mushva v'yomim mehasinai. You already have like a shvur not to do it. So like, ain't shvua chala shvua. You can't make a second issa on the issa you have already. So you can't make a new issa not teach reifus. You have the issa ready with your issa. So what do you mean to say, Yechayiv? So Rav Shmuel, Rav Yechon, the army, they give an answer. The kelo dvor mamutorim and dvor masurim. In this Loshen shvua, you did not just stam say you're not going to eat nevelos to treifus. You said you're not going to eat stam, which is kelo other things also. So in this shvua, since it's like a migo that's chal on this part, it's chal on not to eat bread, who would then chal on the other part also? So the kolod zvorim hamutorim in zvorim hamasurim. In such a case, then the shvua could be chal, since this part is chal, the other part is also chal. That's the case that the shvua is chal. Resh Lakish says no. The case that you chayiv it, you speak out clearly. My shvua, I warn a asa the shvua only on a chatishir. In other words, midiraisa taka a chatishir is mutatit. So it's not mushva b'yayim mehasinai. Now with your lashon a shvua, you're coming to asa a chatishir, therefore the shvua is very good. Because without the shvua, if you take a chatishir of chazir, you're allowed to eat it. Now because you shvua, you're not allowed to eat it. So it's very good why the shvua is chal. The shvua is coming to add something more than the Torah said. That's what Shlokash answers. That says usually a regular shvua only means a shir. So if you want to say now a chatshir, you have to speak it out. Or else Rabbi Kiva says no, anytime you say lashon shvua, automatically you always mean every prat, every small amount. That's what his lakash answers. The yomar adam oyser atzma b'chol shu. That Rabbi Kiva's shita is whenever you say a lashon, I'm answering myself, you don't only mean a lashon of a shir, a kezayis, you even mean a kol shu also. So if when you say a shvu, I'm not going to eat chazir, the chiddush of the shvu is, not only can't you eat a kezayis, but even a chati kezayis you can eat. So that's when the shvu is chal. The kasher is though, but according to Rosh Lakish, it's also mid rabbonin, so maybe you mushva mid rabbonin. So I'll call part of mid rabbonin the shvu shouldn't be chal. Oh, we'll soon see. Real it's far in the right, so it shouldn't be chal. All right, it's late. I will stop. We'll go over this last shal again tomorrow.